Blog Talk Radio.
Step right up. Boys and girls, men and women, ladies and gentlemen of all ages, welcome to another edition of The Night Shift. I am your host, Guy Nice, WMNG, Mr. Nice Guy Radio. A little late, but late is better than never. We're here every Monday through Thursday, 11 to 11:30 p.m. Sometimes music play when it posts to. Most of the time, I play when it's supposed to. Sometimes it don't. We're sponsored and brought to you by your friendly neighborhood, Mr. Nice Guy. You can find Mr. Nice Guy on Twitter at Mr. _ Nice Guy Tees. Also on Instagram at Mr. Nice Guy Tees. And the online store is squareup.com/market/MNGTees, T-E-E-S. We also got the at work check-in for those of you who may be at work at the moment. Also, you just want to call in and shoot the shit with your boy, Guy Nice, 516-418-5813. That's 516-418-5813. Sometimes I fuck the number up, too. I say 1,000 times a week, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes I fuck it up, too. We have another one of them episodes. Anything goes, all out, ball to the wall. Hell yeah, shout out to everybody in the Nice Guy Nation. Shout out to everybody in Radio Land. I want to talk about the Flint water crisis in Flint, Michigan at the moment. I don't know if you're aware. There is a contamination of the drinking water in Flint, Michigan, in the United States. They changed the water source from Detroit to the Flint River. In the city, drinking water has serious issues of extremely elevated levels of lead contamination. I think this started taking place around 2014, so we talking about like 2 years now, bro. Four families on November 13, 2015, four families filed a federal class action lawsuit in the United States District Court of Michigan against Governor Rick Snyder, and 13 other city and state officials. On January 5th, 2016, the city was declared to be in a state of emergency by the governor of Michigan before President Obama opened investigations. On January 5th, 2016, they also authorized additional help from FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, and the Department of Homeland Security. No, I'm sorry, that was in the next 2 weeks that they made those moves. Also, three government officials, one from the city of Flint and two from the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality, have resigned over the mishandling of the crisis. What the fuck do you mean mishandling? Y'all are not handling this at all. These is people for 2 years been drinking water overly contaminated with lead, bruh. And Flint, Michigan, United States of America. See, you out there drinking that bottled water and shit. I'm drinking that bottle of water anyway. That ain't cool, man. That's too soon. That ain't cool, man. I'm sorry, man. Apologies, man. That ain't cool. But drinking all that bottled water, we ain't paying attention to what's going on, bro. How is it that this is going on for 2 years, and you just now hearing about this shit that they declared it a state of emergency? This will go back to what I was telling you again about, you know, the manipulation when it comes to the media, bro. I'm sure that this has been circulating in Michigan. Maybe not. I don't know, but it don't seem like to be a problem that they didn't know they had. On January 13, 2016, Rick Snyder said 87 cases of Legionnaire's disease, a waterborne disease, were reported in Genesee County from June 2014 to November 2015, resulting in 10 deaths. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services says there is no evidence of a clear link between the spike in cases and the water system change. Of course they did. This is terrible, man. This is terrible. And it's, as far as I know, like, that's what caught my attention about this shit. I started seeing it trending. And then, interestingly enough, when I was in an elevator, and I was in an elevator that got TVs in it. I don't know if y'all seen that, but that's some fly shit. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't playing, like, TV shows and shit, but they had little things popping up right there. So next time you're one of them elevators, take a look. You might see Mr. Nice Guy popping up on that motherfucker. You know what I mean? But they had this story pop up about the water crisis in Flint, Michigan, and whatever. And I'm like, okay, well, what the fuck is going on in Flint, Michigan? And maybe I'm late too, but like I said, man, I'm not, you know, I got a lot of shit across my desk, man. We spent 2 days talking about jiggly butts. You know what I'm saying? What do you want me to do, man? You know what I'm saying? I got to cater to my consumers too, man. I care about the people. So, you know what I mean? But because I care about the people, shit like this, I'm astonished by. How is it possible that for 2 years y'all let these people continue? Are we trying to thin the herd? Too soon? Maybe. Okay, on December 15, 2015, it declared the water issue a citywide public health state of emergency to prompt help from the state and federal officials. Why haven't you been done this? Weaver's declaration said that additional funding will be needed for special education, mental health, juvenile justice, and social services because of the behavioral and cognitive impacts of high blood lead levels. What do you mean? This is the help that you're asking for, bro? Like, who is this dude, man? Who is Mr. Weaver, man? Let me find you, Mr. Weaver, first name. That's terrible. Not asking for help to rehabilitate, let's say. And as far as I know, you haven't even addressed fixing the problem. How are they treating this problem? I still haven't seen any information discussing that. That ain't good enough. They're giving families bottled water to drop in. That's terrible, bro. You gotta come pick up water every day. That's terrible, man. Who else is getting water from the Flint River? Is anybody else at a water source at the Flint River? Yeah, I'm kind of zooming, but I'm trying to gather information. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to find out who this guy Weaver, who now saying that it ain't a big deal, or, you know what I'm saying, acted like it wasn't a big deal. Now I guess he's the mayor, you know what I'm saying, mayor of Flint, Michigan, are we saying? Mayor Weaver asked for additional funding from the government for special education, mental health, juvenile justice, and social services because of the damage of high blood lead levels, man. That's direct evidence that it's a problem here. So what the fuck were you waiting on? I guess people are donating water is what it looks like. The United Auto Workers donated drinking water via a caravan of trucks. That on January 7th, the sheriff, Robert Pickle, had work crews of offenders sentenced to community service begin delivering bottled water, water filters, and replacement cartridges primarily to residents living in homes built between 1901 and 1920, whose plumbing systems are most likely leaching lead into the water. What? V FEMA sent two liaison officers to Michigan Emergency Operations Center to work with the state to monitor the situation. FEMA authorized to provide equipment and resources to alleviate the impacts of the emergency. Emergency protective measures limited to direct federal assistance be provided at 75% federal funding. I don't know, man. It still sounds like a bunch of bullshit y'all talking about. How long is this going to take? What are you going to continue to deliver bottled water to these people? They shouldn't have to go through this in the first place. Now, are you going to monetarily compensate them? Like, you can't give people their health back, bro. I don't know, man. Maybe you're going to turn into a robot. Maybe you can mix in some of that Fanta flesh from the Jiggly, but it's a bad time for humor. It should not be funny while reporting shit that's serious like this. I don't know, man. I'm not a real journalist, motherfucker. I just play one on the radio, 516-418-5813. I think that's terrible what's going on. I can't believe that this done happened for this fucking long. You know what I'm saying? And now, just now, you're declaring a state of emergency and you have catalog, or at least, you know, backlog of instances of cognitive damage of high blood lead levels. This amount of damage to step to the federal government and say, hey, man, we need some fucking help, bro. We done fucked up. I don't know, man. It's terrible. Shout out to Flint, man. You know what I'm saying? Also, man, like we done mentioned before, my man, MC Breed was from Flint. Dayton family, bootleg, you know what I'm saying? So anytime I hear Flint, Michigan, of course, I'm checking, man. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But when I seen this shit, like, nah, bro, it's terrible because it's Flint River here. I don't know if it's the same Flint River. I would doubt it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a geographer, but you know what I'm saying? But I'm sure that the Flint River runs somewhere, bro. Now, should this contamination have some long-lasting effect somewhere down the line, bro? At least with these people, most definitely. So while everybody looking for shit to be outraged about and get pissed off and fucking, you know, hashtag and, you know what I mean, bitch about and complain and we're not going to take it. No, we're not going to take it. Like, where y'all at right now, man? Where y'all at right now? They got hashtag Flint something. Let me see. I'm gonna Google that hashtag. Nah, I ain't seeing none of that, bro. I don't know, man. Y'all tell me what made this injustice any different? Destroying families and shit. There's more mistakes, man. Every day. Anyway, man. 516-418-5813. 516-418-5813. I got cousin over here. You see a cousin want to talk about Flint, Michigan. Cousin over here on the night shit with your boy, God Nice.
What's going on, God Nice?
Smoking and stroking. What's going on?
I like that. You know what I mean? Just cooling them, man. You know, listen to the radio. Playing with my knife.
No, don't hurt yourself. Yeah, you know they call it now? Playing with my knife.
No, my knife. Hashtag baby.
Word up. What's up, man? So you want to talk about Flint? You want to talk about Flint?
Yeah, we can talk about Flint, man. You know, we can talk about Flint. Which is, you know, like you said before, man, this shit, like you said, it's a media thing, man. These folks been going through that shit for 2 years now. 2 whole years. So, you know, they knew this shit was fucked up when they switched it up. They switched it from the Detroit River. Yeah.
Yeah.
When they switched over from the Detroit River, they knew that shit was fucked up. You know? But this is one instance when the media is actually helping.
I mean, I guess now they're helping, bro. But, I mean, this has been 2 years, though, dog.
Yeah. That makes you think that they must don't like the old boy, the mayor, no more.
Something.
Who he don't
yeah, exactly. Off. Exactly. He ain't playing ball. Exactly.
Yeah.
He'll make enemies with the wrong motherfuckers.
Yeah.
You know about this before? You know about this before?
The water problem in Flint?
Yeah.
I actually did But I didn't know from a news station. I knew from, you know what I'm saying, a person that lives there. Well, he doesn't live there. He lives down here, but he visits there all the time. And he said, you can't drink the water in Flint.
Well, I know that you're well-versed, you know what I'm saying? I know that you get around. You got a lot of associates and shit and people that you talk to and you know. So I figured, you know, but also I figure you well in tune. You know, you ain't necessarily the person who only pay attention to the major media sources. You know what I'm saying? You're a person who's well-versed also in gathering information from all sources. So I figured you might have heard about it before. How long ago did he bring that to your attention?
I want to say sometime last year.
Yeah.
When he was going through visiting. I want to say, I can give you the exact date. It was around June 15th, because his kids came to visit him, you know what I'm saying, from Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And they were talking about the water in Flint. That's where his dad lives.
Terrible, man. That shit is brown.
Yeah. Manila.
I seen some cats with jugs. Brown water and shit. Right.
Yeah, it depends on where you at, man. Sometimes it's darker than what it is, and sometimes it looks like it's a little light. But if you put, like, a rag underneath it, you could tell that it changes the color of the rag or napkin or something, you know what I mean?
Well, I guess, like what they said, too, the older houses with the older the materials with the lead pipe and shit, that it would be worse there than it would anywhere else. You in ground zero, you know what I'm saying?
I'm saying, I mean, like, shit, if that's the case, that shit was going to be bad regardless if you have good water or not. You know what I mean? That's just a cop-out, you know, because it's a very old city.
Mm-hmm.
So they want to make us believe that all their structures are real old. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But that's a cop-out because that amount of lead is not going to seep out through no lead pipe. Bad water.
Now, what's the economic status?
Water.
What's the economic status in Flint, Michigan?
Flint is probably like right behind Detroit when it comes down to economic status. It's like they're not too far from being broke, bankrupt.
Okay.
It's a real violent city, probably one of the most violent cities in the United States. It's always a top 10 category. Well, shit, I want to say top 5 every year.
Okay.
So, you know, it's not a happy place to live at.
Right. It doesn't seem like it. Shit, especially if you're drinking the water. So let me ask you this. Do you feel like
Kool-Aid taste?
Yeah, shit. Like lead? like number two? not doo-doo. It's not doo-doo. What the pencil, is, man? Don't even know. Ticonderoga. That's the only pencil I know at the moment. So look, do you feel like the economic situation of that city played a part in the contamination of their water? Because a city like, let's not say Atlanta, but you know what I'm saying? Let's say Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? Atlanta's an older city, you know what I mean?
Well, let's just say this.
But do you feel like we are in... Is there a potential for contamination of lead here?
It's always a potential. That's because it's a moral downfall type thing. Like Detroit is bankrupt. I mean, bankrupt. All people are leaving Detroit by the thousands. Detroit was once a city with a population of 2.5-3.4 million people. Detroit population is probably 500,000 people, probably below 500,000 people now.
Damn.
Everything's boarded up. Their
Damn.
Water is not bad.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Their water is not bad. And I'm pretty sure Detroit is a much older city than Flint just because it sits
mm-hmm.
on the St. Lawrence Seaway. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? They don't want to be like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
of course,
said,
if y'all
right.
don't know what the St. Lawrence Seaway is, it leads you from... the Atlantic Ocean
Let them Google that shit, bro. Let them Google
okay,
that
okay,
shit.
Okay,
don't make
okay,
it easy
okay.
for them, dog. Let them Google that shit. St. Lawrence Seaway, motherfucker. Shit. Make
you
it easy
I mean?
For them, dog.
You know what I'm saying? Make a motherfucker get out their ass and learn something, bro. That's what it's about. Shit. You feel me? Your boy, you know, cuz.
You feel me?
So you definitely feel like, so it, was that yes or no? Was that, did you do feel like the economic situation played a part?
Nah.
You don't think so?
Nah. I think
that's
it
the point you was making about Detroit being abandoned this year.
Yeah. I just think it was by design, you know.
Did they purposely contaminate it?
I wouldn't say they purposely contaminated, but they knew about it and they purposely did nothing.
What would be the purpose? What do you think is the reasoning behind that decision, though?
Hey man, you know this is an evil world, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't want to just.
It could.
You know,
it could
not,
be.
I don't like.
It could be super sinister, but it could be something as simple as somebody ain't want to get in trouble. You know what I'm saying? Your pants didn't want to say, it was my idea. I said, let's change the supply source over here. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it.
But how you gonna hurt
tell, yeah, but how you going to tell all them people who suffering, got family members that suffering because of this? I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. You know, that's a heavy, you know, that's a heavy load to drop. That's a heavy confession to make. I'm not making no excuses for none of y'all motherfuckers because that shit is fucked up all the way. But petty shit, man. People are very petty. I see you with that hashtag petty shit too, man. You know what I'm saying? I know you just with that funny shit. But it'll be some super simple and petty like that on some petty shit, right? I got this other story on some petty shit. There is a lady. Her name is Caitlin. No, that's a middle name. Let me give one second. Let me get my information together.
Why are you doing that? Did you like what I had post your name up on the Facebook?
I briefly watched it, man. I didn't really have the opportunity to fully take it in. It was funny though. I wasn't in the right state of mind to enjoy it either. Okay. The lady is Milia Caitlin Thomas. Is this lady's name? She's from Las Vegas. She's 23 years old. She was arrested on Saturday after she posted a photo to Facebook ranting about the breakup with her child's deadbeat father. The photo she posted showed her five-month-old son with the word bastard tattooed across his forehead.
All right, what'd she get locked up for?
Tattooing the kid, I would assume, bro.
I mean, I'm pretty sure it wasn't no real tattoo.
No, but it looks like a real tattoo, man. You might be right, though. Ain't no swelling and shit. I don't know, man.
Because I would kill that bitch.
Ain't no swelling, but it looks like it could be a real tattoo. Maybe the bitch just wrote it. You know what I'm saying? It looked like she could have just wrote that. With the app, too, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it could have been all fake.
Yep. Might be one of them fluke stories.
Facebook,
her post received nearly 25,000 shares before the police received their tip from many concerned Facebook users. After receiving several calls, authorities tracked down Thomas using the Facebook Places Locations tracking tool that allows anyone to see a map on there. Facebook made this post, man. Facebook made this story.
Man, I'm probably better start taking their location off.
Yep. That's what they say. That's the next line in the fucking thing. She did not deactivate her location sharing, which made it easy for police to locate.
Dumb bitch.
I'm telling you.
I don't feel sorry for that.
Real shit.
Not feel sorry for that bitch.
She was arrested and her son was placed with family members. Authorities are still working on tracking down the baby's father. Thomas refused to give police any information about him, claiming some derogatory and negative shit. she's being held in Las Vegas City Jail with no bond awaiting trial.
For what, though?
Yeah, that was, I was just, hey, man, calm down. You can't be screaming and shit, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate your enthusiasm, but you can't be screaming and shit. I would say like this, because I feel like the fact that they didn't list any charges and shit, that this ain't no fucking real fucking story.
Like, why they look for him for? Why they looking for him for?
I guess so they could talk to him about what happened, and I don't know, but this ain't no real story, man. I feel like this is some shit that people made up and shit. They ain't get me, man. I just bring the news to the people. This shit might be real. I don't know anything possible these days, man. I'll let you be the judge. I just come here with the information. You know what I'm saying? I'm strictly non-biased when I deliver the information. But then I give you my interpretation of how I feel about it. And I feel like this right here, they just made this shit up. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that shit up. I feel, you know, like you showed me that, what is that shit where I can write on the screen, that quick memo or whatever. You put the, they used the quick memo and rolled across it, a picture of it, rolled across the forehead on the picture. Did some filters or something, like that. Cause I'm sure you could have judged that shit, man. That shit, man, come on. Might be real, though. You never know, man. Hell yeah, man. Appreciate your commentary, as always, and your point of view, because I also appreciate that knowledge, man. He dropped some real shit on y'all, you know what I'm saying? In case y'all didn't know, in case you missed that, stay tuned, you know what I'm saying? Cuzzo, regular guest. I just want to take a minute and talk to you like I usually do about your everyday grind, you know what I'm saying? Don't fall in the mold. Don't fall asleep at the wheel. You know, what is your life worth? What's the most valuable thing in your life? How much does that mean to you? Is that necessarily in the position and the order that it should be in? Do a self-evaluation. You got to remember to do that from time to time. Do your review. You know what I mean? We all get into our routines. Seeing that's how human beings are such habitual creatures. We all get into our routines, and it's easy to lose sight. Out of sight, out of mind is what they say, you know what I mean? And we justify it by saying, you know, I got to do this, you know what I'm saying? I got to do this, I got to go here, I got to, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, you got to ask yourself, what's it all worth, man? Is you using that time in the best possible way? Are we being where we need to be, when we supposed to be there? I'm not telling you nothing, you know what I'm saying? I'm just asking questions. I know my priorities shift from time to time, so you know what I mean? But I generally try to keep that on my mind, man, because To stay happy, you have to identify the things which help to bring you happiness and surround yourself with those things. So don't lose sight of that and let that be one of your goals and let that be a part of your focus every day when you go out here to identify those things and then try to pull them closer to you and surround yourself with them so that you can always have happiness. I appreciate you being a loyal listener and supporter of the Mr. Nice Guy movement. This has been another edition of The Night Shift. I am your host, Guy Nice, WMNG, Mr. Nice Guy Radio. We're here every Monday through Thursday, 11 to 11:30 p.m. You can find Mr. Nice Guy on Twitter at Mr_NiceGuyTees. Also on Instagram at Mr. Nice Guy Tees. And the online store is squareup.com/market/MNGTees. T-E-E-S. See you on the other side.